Here we are, Friday, and kicking off the coach's show here at 20 minutes after 7 with head coach of the West Plains Zizzers, Joel Wyatt. And, well, again, you know, you came in twice last week, but again, congratulations on the win last Thursday. How has it been having a little extra day or two to prepare for your next opponent?
Well, it was good. You know, we got a little jump start on Rolla, and you know, it was good to, we just watched a little film and let the kids enjoy the little bit of an extended break for them on Friday. So, and then you know, and as coaches, it was a little bit of an odd feeling not playing Friday. And you know, earlier in the week we had talked about what game we were going to, and then when Friday rolls around, we're just all just wore out. And so, and then on top of that, we had two of our coaches have sons on the Mighty Mites, and so they had Mighty Mite practice. So, but it was good to get a day there, and at the same time get started on the next opponent.
Well, here it is. You know, you're getting really into the meat of your schedule right now.
Yeah, the next four games starting tonight. You know, we've got Rolla, Camdenton, Lebanon, Kickapoo, four very good teams. So yeah, it's getting ready to get right in there of the thick of things.
You know, I think we talked about this a while back, but here with the Rolla Bulldogs, you know, some familiarity when it comes to some of the coaches for you, because you've coached against in the Shoe Carts being there. So, at this point now and in the Ozark Conference, does it matter at all that, you know, you guys may have a little bit of an idea what each wants to do?
Not with Rolla or Coach Shugart per se, no. But when you do watch film of Rolla, you know, you can see a little bit of, you know, just a little bit of Salem here and there, and what Jeff Shugart is running. You know, they're in some split back. They're in the flex bone. They're never in a true old Salem wishbone. but they're in the flex bone, and they'll get in a trips formation to throw the ball or to spread you out a little bit, which, you know, not a true trips, but they'll have that F just off the edge there as a wing. So some of the stuff that Salem would do. But yeah, Jeff is calling the offense, and you know, I think Bill, the coach Shoe, I think he is – a defensive line coach there. But it'll be interesting to – it'll be good to see him and see how he's doing.
Well, and, you know, that's the one thing that the triple option, it can be a nightmarish thing to have to deal with at times.
Most definitely. Well, you got to play assignment football. You got to know what you're doing. You got to give them multiple looks, just like we talked about in week one with Bolivar. You know, you can't stay in the same front and let the quarterback just say, okay, they're in this every play. So that gives their – that makes their reads much easier. But yeah, if you – you know, if you don't play assignment football, all it takes is one mishap to let one get out the gate.
Mm-hmm. It's one of those offenses now, the flex bone. More and more teams are kind of running it. And, I mean, isn't the whole purpose to kind of get an offense is because, okay, well, Kickapoo's not doing it, Bolivar's not doing it, you know. So this, we're different. We're going to force people to have to prepare. Some teams run the flex bone a little better than others too, right?
Sure. I think just if you go back just to a handful of years ago, you really just had Lebanon and Ava, and then, you know, it's kind of morphed into more teams running it now with Bolivar, Branson.
Yeah.
With the Hafner coach coming from William Penn. So Branson's running it. Republic is running it. So, you know, it used to be just a couple, three teams, and now it's really expanded. You know, Rolla is getting into some of it with their old coach being a, or their head coach being an old Lebanon guy. So, you know, it, and it can be an equalizer if you feel like that, then you might, you know, not have the guys to hang with some people. That it's an equalizer. That's why you see all the military academies running it, because they know they're going to be small up front.
Yeah.
And so that's why you see Army and Navy running it.
Some of the teams, the quarterback gets really low. And I had asked Dan, Coach Swafford, I said, why? And he said, well, he goes, it's easier to hide the football. You know, if the quarterback is down low behind the line when he takes the snap, you don't know where the football is, as to oppose like the shotgun. A lot of times, you know, if that ball's right up here, well, the whole defense can see it. And the hiding and disguising the ball is kind of key. But yet you like to do that in your offense as well.
Sure. You know, I think, you know, your quarterback, he's the point guard more so than anything in a triple option type offense. And so, you know, that guy's got to be a special guy. He's got to be able to hide the football. He's got to be able to read the defense, carry out his fakes. He's got to be a tough kid too. You know, he's got to be a leader, getting everybody lined up. And, you know, I know just from keeping tabs on Dan from afar when I was in the Boot Hill, and then when we played him last year at Willow, he's had some good ones there.
Yeah. Well, heading into tonight's matchup with Rolla, overall team health, you pretty good shape, knock on wood?
Yeah, we are. We're getting healthier. You know, we've had more sickness than injuries.
Yeah.
Here this week. But we're getting healthy. Still haven't gotten, you know, Carter McCracken in the lineup on offense.
How far off you think you are with Carter?
We're kind of hoping. Weeks. We're kind of hoping next week. He's getting better.
What will he bring dynamically to your offense? You know, will he help other players make plays as well, because some attention's going to be drawn that direction?
He's a thumper, first of all. I mean, he runs behind his pads. You know, he's a 205-pound kid and, you know, doesn't shy from contact. You know, he's going to be an A and B gap football player. I mean, he always goes forward. He never goes backwards when he gets hit. And I saw that all summer, so I know what we're missing. And he's definitely a difference maker. And then when we put him back there, you know, that allows Heston to spread out and, you know, play a true receiver position. So, and then, again, you're just in the cat and mouse game. Or, you know, are they going to double Heston here? Okay, then, you know, Carter is that threat to run the football between the tackles.
I can't remember. I think it was Coach Osborne, former Nebraska coach. He said, if I can pick up yardage in the A and B gap, it's over.
Yeah. Yep, that's true. That's true, because that's going to force your defense to make adjustments, and then when that happens, then you got a chance to get to the perimeter.
Well, tonight, it's, again, the West Plains Zizzers at Rolla. It's, you know, defensively, again, assignment football, but that's kind of been the theme, you know, every week. Gotta do your own thing. Gotta, you know your responsibilities and take care of it.
Sure, and that's what Coach Dixon, you know, preaches, you know, every day. You know, he's had to deal in these first 4 weeks as a DC. You know, he's had to deal with a multitude of different looks with Bolivar being flexbone, And you know, Glendale being five wide, Hillcrest being spread. So now he's back into facing an option team. So in the Ozark Conference, you're going to get a little dose of everything.
Well, here we are, Friday night, and head coach of the West Plains Visitors, Joel Wyatt, joining us. But before we get out of here, we got to say go Chiefs, right?
Yeah, big win. Big win. Unfortunately, I didn't get to see it.
Yeah, me neither.
But yeah, great win against a great opponent.
Right. You know, and some people are saying, I've been reading, you know, ugly win. Well, some games are just ugly, right?
In the NFL, man, it's hard.
Oh, golly.
So you'll take it.
It's a W. It does not. You know what? And when we get to like week 16, 15, people are not going to look back and go, boy, that was really ugly. No, they're going to go, hey, that was a win.
Yeah.
And that's all that matters. And I, as a coach, yeah, you want beautiful wins, but in the end, you want a W.
Most definitely. Winning is hard. People don't realize, you just think you roll the ball out there and you show up Friday at 7 and play. Man, Monday through Thursday is where your money's made. And, man, it's hard to do.
Yes, it is.
Unless you just want to, you know, show up for an hour every day and then show up Friday at 7 and not watch any film, it ain't going to happen.
That's right. If it wasn't hard, everybody would do it.
That's right.
Now, you had a special guest this week come talk to the team. A legend.
Yeah, old Crockett Oaks.
Yeah,
I've been trying to get him to speak for a couple of weeks, and we just couldn't get the right date set. And, he came out after practice last night and gave a good message just about what football has done for him. And about those characteristics that he learned from football has helped him in life. And, he's been a productive citizen in the community. And man, I didn't know he had done all that he had done as far as being an agent on the FBI and being in the military and just being in all these countries around the world and just what he has done. In an article, somebody had said that he's just lived kind of a Forrest Gump life. He's did quite a few things, and so it was great to hear his message.
Right on. And of course, feeding the zizzers, keeping them, that's a chore. Those boys can eat, can't they?
Oh yeah. Yeah. And they're spoiled. Quarterback club does a great job. And then we get people reaching out. I don't know who was doing the breakfast this morning, but last night it was Nacho Bar there, set up by the quarterback club. So we really appreciate all they do and can't give them enough thank yous.
Right on. Everybody, we appreciate Coach Wyatt coming and chatting with us here on the Coach's Show. Again, tonight it's the Rolla Bulldogs, another flexbone offense. Ought to be a dandy one. The game will be broadcast on our sister station, KDY 102.5, and live video streamed at OzarkRadioNews.com. Appreciate you, Coach.
Thanks, Gary.